What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about how Europe just doesn't want to have anything to do with U.S. sanctions. And apparently Renault, the French auto giant, has just signed their biggest ever car deal with Iran. It's a joint venture that will see the construction of tens of thousands of cars every single year. So the world is turning away from all this nonsense coming from the U.S. government. They're getting sick and tired of the U.S. throwing its weight around. They've had enough. Go play someplace else. We want to go back to business. Peace through commerce. Make a quality product. People will want to buy it. Don't think you can get by making crappy products or toxic food and then politically arm twist people into buying the products they don't want. And that has become the business model of the United States. Put out cheap products, poorly made, very expensive, and then get treaties to force other countries to buy the products. And if that doesn't work, sell them to the American people. Nobody wants our GMO food. Where are they selling it? Our supermarket. Are we allowed to label it and know what's in there? No. Vaccines are now mandatory, even though there is a considerable body of evidence they are harmful. We're going to make the product we want to make, and we will force you to buy it. And by the way, that's dictatorship. Getting on back to the economy. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, in the event of a new economic crisis, will need $100 billion, with a B, in bailout money. I think at this point it's pretty obvious you cannot run a national economy on debt. It's never worked out at any time in history. Now, the U.S. government is throwing more sanctions on individuals around President Maduro down in Venezuela. But despite a comment last week about embargoing Venezuelan oil, that hasn't really happened for the most part. And according to a report out of Sputnik, Venezuela is still exporting 823,000 barrels of crude oil to the U.S. every year, all of which is bought by privately owned refineries, including four Venezuelan-owned refineries in Texas, Louisiana, and other states. The U.S. can't live without that oil, especially with the sanctions on Russia, which is cutting us off from Russia oil and gas. Really didn't think it all the way through. Now, apparently the Germans are in an uproar over the U.S. military's plans to expand a toxic chemical warehouse in southwest Germany. And they are concerned that the materials that are going to be stored there may leak out, based on the fact that the U.S. seems unable to keep such things under wraps. Look at Hanford as one example. So they're very concerned. If these chemicals are toxic, keep them in your own country. Now, apparently, one of the things Jeff Sessions is doing that people approve of is he's moving forward on this immigration agenda. And he's fighting back against these cities that want to be sanctuary cities and are actually suing the U.S. government, saying that the U.S. government does not have a right to withhold federal funds just because the government of the city is defying federal immigration law. I don't think this one is going to go too far unless they can change the venue out to California, where those liberal judges just come up with all kinds of amazingly nonsensical things. But one thing that Sessions said really hit home, and that is that no amount of federal taxpayer dollars will help a city that refuses to help its own residents. And that was aimed right at Rahm Emanuel. Looking at the soaring violent crime rate, Yeah. If you've got bad management, if you have bad government, no amount of money on earth will make it better. And I know it's almost a truism in government. If something isn't working, just throw more money at it and it'll start working. But look how that hasn't always worked out. The Obamacare website is one example. Meanwhile, out in California, Dianne Feinstein is demanding we allow in more illegals. We need more illegals for the 2020 election to get Hillary in there. Well, I'll tell you what, Dianne, when you open the gates to your mansion and house the illegals there on your own property, we'll take you seriously. But I'm telling you, they're going to try and steal the White House back, and they're going to do it through massive election fraud. And we know there was a lot of it last year. Judicial Watch is doing a bang-up job exposing it. And here is the issue. Along with these illegals voting for Hillary Clinton, were they also voting for other liberal Democrat candidates for Congress, the state, local level? Were they given an entire laundry list? This is who you're going to vote for? How many people are currently in offices of power because of this out-of-control vote fraud at the hands of the illegal immigrants? This needs to be dealt with. If Trump is going to have any chance at a second term, he's got to deal with this reality. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Europe, things are continuing to get very, very tense. Italy is now demanding the United Nations manage this migrant crisis. Italy has lost patience with the European Union, and that was never going to work because the EU was fully on board with, let's just flood our countries in with all these migrants, and yeah, there's a problem with contagious diseases, and yeah, a lot of girls are getting raped, and a lot of violent crime, but it's a small price to pay for the dream of a single global government. And so Italy is now going to the UN and saying it's time to face the reality. This is not working. It is causing immense amount of damage all across Europe, and for that matter, the United States. And it's time to stop the people trafficking. One of the reasons that Italy is being driven to this was an incident where apparently the police were trying to arrest a suspect in Naples, and they were immediately surrounded by a gang of refugees who mobbed them and thwarted the arrest. And a local politician was saying that they're now in a state of urban warfare, the refugees against the indigenous ethnic Europeans. And maybe that was part of the plan, because a lot of people have pointed out most of these refugees coming on in are single young men of military age. Very few families, very few old people. Maybe this is what Soros was planning. Meanwhile, up in Turkey, apparently 850,000 Muslim refugees are already on public assistance, financial support from the European Union. And Erdogan is holding them back at the border as a threat against the EU, that if the EU does something Turkey doesn't like, he's just going to open the floodgates and let them go. And so the EU right now is being forced to pay for these 850,000 refugees in Turkey in order that they stay in Turkey. Article coming out of the Express in Great Britain. Why Germans need Britain. And they're out there expressing their fear that this latest economic war between the U.S. and Russia could be a hammer blow to Germany's economy. And if Britain leaves, the entire EU is in trouble. I seriously doubt the EU will still be in existence by the end of the year. It's just ripping apart. The people living in there don't want to be part of the union anymore. They're sick and tired of the economic predations of the European Central Bank. and they're absolutely horrified at what's happening to their life and their culture from all the refugees. Apparently, over in Brussels, somebody, I guess, has lost their temper, or they're on prescription antidepressants. Police were basically shooting at this vehicle they were chasing. Apparently, the driver claimed there were explosives in the car, and they wound up setting up a police perimeter. So it's like everybody over there is at the breaking point right now. Up in Canada, they have opened Montreal's Olympic Stadium to Haitian refugees fleeing the United States. And apparently thousands of asylum-seeking immigrants are leaving the U.S. because of Donald Trump's election victory and increased deportation fears, and they're going to Canada. And so many people have crossed the border into Canada, the immigration agencies have had to open the Olympic Stadium in Montreal to temporarily house the refugees. They've turned it into a big campground, and what a mess they're going to make of that, because that's not what it's designed to do. Now, let's get on down to the part about political correctness here. Google is under fire for letting go the author of an internal memo criticizing the company's diversity program. And, of course, this has prompted observers to say that the author's criticisms about liberal intolerance have been proven by Google's very obvious liberal intolerance. Now, James Damore was the author of a 10-page memo titled Google's Ideological Echo Chamber, and was basically interviewed by Bloomberg News. And according to Bloomberg, Damore, who's a software engineer for Google, said he'd been fired for, quote, perpetuating gender stereotypes, end quote. Now, Google did not immediately comment, but their CEO, Sundar Pichai, implied earlier in the day, saying that sending a note to employees, the memo violated our code of conduct and crosses the line by advancing harmful gender stereotypes. Now, Danielle Brown, whom Google recently added as a diversity chief, also condemned the memo, saying the company is unequivocal in our belief that diversity and inclusion are critical to our success. Now, this has actually started a little bit of a firestorm. First of all, the engineer in question is going to sue Google for wrongful termination, violation of his First Amendment rights. Second of all, over at Breitbart, they're launching a new series where apparently the firing of this software engineer has prompted a lot of Google insiders to go public, basically saying that Google is so politically correct right now. It's like diversity is more important than the technology. And looking at some of the poor quality versions of Chrome we've been getting lately, that may be what's going on. Their entire focus, we must be PC, we must be diverse, and we must be all of these liberal ideologies, and somewhere along the way we'll actually get some real work done. Okay, let's take a phone call. Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, as far as this North Korea, I still, personally, I think there's some hope that we're not going to go to war there. Maybe there might be some kind of thing going on behind the scenes, like Trump is, the art of the deal, he's supposed to be trying to brinkmanship or whatever, or bluffing and stuff. Part of the deal, right, Bluff?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't think Trump is in control. I think his presidency has been successfully hijacked by the deep state, and I think he's been given a choice. You can go along and do as you're told, or we are going to kick you out of the White House.
Damn, Mike, that's a pretty bleak assessment, though, of the situation.
Sorry, you know.
So you really think we're going to, I mean, what's going to happen? There's going to be all kinds of bloods, that'll be the total end of America then, if they attack North Korea. Because South Korea is going to, for sure, Seoul is going to get screwed up. So that was one of our stalwart allies with South Korea. We'll lose them. nobody will like us anymore at all.
No, we're on this disastrous path here, and somewhere in the distance is outright war with Russia and China, and we're not going to be able to win that one. Even with all the vast amounts of money we are spending on the machinery of death, we're not going to be able to win against Russia and China in a conventional war, and probably not even in a nuclear war.
Well, I hope there's no war, but as far as North Korea, I don't see why there's no possibility at all that Washington is trying to organize some kind of an internal coup there in the country, North Korea, because surely, I mean, there's the people there is generals and everything. Why can't they just turn against them and say, okay, you're gone?
No, they're fully on board right now. I mean, in fact, they admire him for standing up to the U.S. government. In the Asian cultures, you have to understand the idea of face. It's a very important factor. And anybody who does not take that into account in their calculations is making a grave mistake. Now, the reason they've not been able to do a regime change in North Korea is it is very hard to get in and out of the place, and North Korea has a very excellent security service. All of these arrested Americans who were that they're making a big deal about were in quite possibly agent provocateurs who were sent in to try and stir up trouble in order to bring Kim Jong-un down. But so far, it doesn't look like it's going to work. They keep arresting those guys, just like the ones Iran just arrested all those people.
Maybe Dennis Rodman was on a secret mission when he went over there.
Well, Dennis Rodman can't go over there anymore because the State Department has issued a ban on travel of all Americans to North Korea. And they are telling all Americans who are in North Korea right now, get out by the first of the month.
Well, I'm hoping for the best. I'm just saying that a lot of times there's more than meets the eye in any situation.
I will agree with that. All right, I will agree with that. In many situations, especially in the world of politics and war, there's more than meets the eye. But right now, my read is that the U.S. government, the deep state, is desperate to get a major war going to take the American people's focus off the mishandling of the economy, the crimes, the corruption, the treason, the betrayal, the narcocracy, and try and refocus us over on hating some manufactured enemy out there. And they need to do it before the economic crash, because if the economy plunges and they don't have somebody to blame it on, we, the American people, will blame the government and Wall Street for the disaster. Now then, getting on back to the wonderful world of PC, apparently down in Charlottesville, Virginia, they have agreed to a reparations fund for black residents, which will be partly funded by selling the statue of Robert E. Lee. Now, I want to make something very clear here, okay? I don't know any black people who've ever been forced to pick cotton, and I have never owned a slave. And it's time to let this nonsense go. And again, my ancestors didn't own slaves. They ran a station on the Underground Railroad helping blacks escape to Canada. Now imagine I go up to Canada and I knock on the door of the descendants of those slaves who were helped by my ancestors and say, you owe me $20 because my ancestors helped your ancestors to get here. They'd laugh me off the porch, and they would be perfectly right to do so. Now, had I been back there at that time, yes, I would have participated in the Underground Railroad. But I wasn't. I wasn't alive then. I can't take credit for things that I am not directly involved in, nor will I accept the guilt for things that happened beyond my control. And we're setting a dangerous precedent right now where every little group with a politically expedient grievance is going to be able to get free stuff by just screaming and yelling loud enough. It's bread and circuses time here in the United States, and it's only getting worse. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting word that apparently Duterte's change of heart and softer approach has worked. The U.S. is now backing off their plans to bomb the Philippines. Well, at least for the moment. Okay, now then, if you are a fan of drones, you need to understand that people are getting very nervous about them. First of all, they fall out of the sky. They hit things. There have been quite a few instances of people's privacy being invaded by a non-government-owned drone. You can't complain when it's a government drone. They're supposed to invade your privacy. But there's also this idea of flying over territory that without permission. And it's gotten to be a real problem. And apparently now the Pentagon has given more than 130 U.S. military bases across the United States permission to simply shoot down any private or commercial drones that endanger aviation safety. If you have a drone and you get too close to an approach path, it will be shot down. I hate to see it happen, but on the other hand, there have been a lot of very irresponsible people with drones. A while back at an event my Claire's choir was singing at, There was a guy with one of the really nice drones with the video camera and everything. They're used instead of a crane for TV production. And I got to try that out. It was really cool. I really liked it. All right, getting on back here. Kind of an interesting development regarding gun rights. Apparently, there was this couple, Lonnie and Sandy Phillips. They were parents of a woman who was killed by James Holmes, one of the mass shooters whose brain was melted on prescription antidepressants. And they responded by suing the ammunition supplier known as Lucky Gunner because the company had sold Holmes the ammunition that was used in the attack. Now, this was a ridiculous lawsuit to begin with. There was no legal basis for it. Lucky Gunner had done nothing illegal. In fact, there was a law passed in 2005, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, specifically saying gun companies cannot be sued for crimes committed with their weapons. But this couple went ahead and sued anyway. The case was thrown out by the courts. Not only was it thrown out, the couple has been ordered to pay Lucky Gunner's $200,000 legal bill, and now they're on the edge of bankruptcy. So think very carefully before you launch a frivolous lawsuit. It can come back to bite you here. Now, getting on over to Planned Parenthood, a lot of people are very upset with these newly issued guidelines about how to address the issue of gender identity with your preschool children. Before they've even reached puberty, they don't even know what's going on. And these people are funded by tax dollars. And apparently, the part of the guideline to parents is assume your child may be LGBT. You know, it's unrealistic of you to just, you know, look at the anatomy and say, oh, this is a boy and this is a girl. You shouldn't do that. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't work. It's actually wrong. It's wrong to look at a child anatomically and say, oh, they're a boy or a girl. I remember growing up, that was the definition right there. And in feminism in the 90s, there wasn't supposed to be any other difference anyway, other than that anatomy. But now it's, oh, we're disconnecting you from all that. You don't know. And I'm wondering how many of these little kids are going to grow up with seriously screwed up sense of self here. Because to a little child, the parents are gods. And if the parents are saying, well, you might not really be a boy, you might be a girl, we're not sure. You may be gay, you may be this, and the kid's going to grow up saying, I don't know who I am, which is exactly what the globalist New World Order wants. Workers with no sense of self, no sense of identity, because people with a strong sense of identity are much harder to control. So they're out there with all this nonsense here. And apparently a former Planned Parenthood executive has admitted they have quotas. They have monthly abortion quotas. This was on Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called a proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, and reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. Well, apparently Zuckerberg is seriously thinking about running for office, I guess because of Trump. He thinks being a billionaire is the only qualification needed, but he's starting to pull together an exploration committee, and it's already prompted a major backlash on social media. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I hear some static on my line. I don't know what that's all about, so I apologize if you hear it too. Yeah, this
it's
is so frustrating
Russians
when I...
listening to you.
Pardon me?
It's the Russians listening to
me. Oh, the Russians. Okay, well, that's okay. I'm all for it. I'm all for the Russians listening to me. Okay, back in the 90s, I saw a show on the Discovery Channel, and it was about ambiguous genitalia. There's actually a gray area here, and people need to know that we've made this big agenda out of people that have a little of both, and sometimes they just have one set of pipes, and you know, this is how it is, okay? It's called
it's a microscopically small percentage of the overall population.
Well, and it's made a big deal out of. But here's what happened. Doctors way back when used to assign a gender. And so the whole idea of this Discovery Channel revealing was that if a doctor got it wrong and that child grew up and they were the wrong gender because it's determined by hormones, and I'm talking about someone who has, you know, a little of both, and they have to alter, turn one, invert one, or leave it, or whatever they have to do, they're going to choose it when they're babies. If they got it wrong, that child grown up would led a life of pure hell, because hormonally...
You're dealing basically with what's a birth defect. And,
that's
not what Planned Parenthood is talking about. Planned Parenthood is talking about how parents with perfectly normal, healthy, new children should not say you are a boy or a girl based on their anatomy, but just start them out saying you could be anything, we don't know yet. And
okay, well,
there's no basis for that.
No, and I kind of question that, and I don't think that happens very much, because what they learned and the reason the doctor stopped assigning a gender at birth, which is the easiest time to do it, but it left people, a lot of suicides occurred because of this. It was learned that the hormones will determine. So if, now, not everyone's going to be in this gray area with a little of both plumbings, okay?
It's a microscopically small percentage of the population, and it really is irrelevant to the larger issue of why Planned Parenthood and indeed others are trying to make us confused about our gender.
That's the agenda they're trying to put forth.
That's basically the agenda, to keep us confused. What restroom were we supposed to use? They're trying to destroy our sense of identity and sense of self so that we're easier to control. Me, I'm 100% comfortable being a guy. Claire
Me
is
too.
Very comfortable being a
girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, some people aren't going to be sure, and it's between them and their doctor, because they need to check the hormones, because that's still valid. That's still valid. And maybe they do have an intact one or the other. But they still have to check the hormones.
Sherry,
you know?
you're trying to take a medical oddity and a birth defect.
No, it's not an oddity as much as it's the Catholics look at it this way. It's in nature. It's a condition. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a condition, and it does need to be looked at, but not made a big thing out of it with a bathroom bill and all. This is ridiculous.
Okay,
it is
hang
a condition.
On. Sherry, what? The bathroom bills are not being written for people who have this condition that you're describing. The bathroom bills are being written for people who are biologically male, who want to go use the ladies' room and just say, inside, I'm a woman. And it really is ridiculous. And a lot of
people
are doing this to be fashionable. And like I said, these new guidelines from Planned Parenthood, you have to wonder what is going to happen to a kid who's perfectly comfortable with themselves as they are, not even really aware of the gender issues beyond what bathroom they have to use, because they're preschool, prepubescent. And all of a sudden, their parents, who are seen as gods, are saying, well, you might not really be a boy or a girl. You may be something else. And that's going to mess up the kid's head.
Well, it's between them and the doctor,
had a story. Well, you know, basically it's in the DNA. Your DNA tells you whether you're male or female. And if
hormones.
You... Well, where do you think Where do you think the hormones are being created?
Okay, DNA then.
The DNA, thank you. And the idea is, we had a story about a month ago about this liberal mother... who just announced ahead of time she just had a baby boy and she was going to raise him as a girl, and he had nothing to say about it. And
that's,
I think that's a horrible thing to do to a child. Anyway,
okay, thank you.
We're going to let you go here. It's apples and oranges here. Now then, over to Nevada. As you know, the Bundys, remember that standoff at the Bundy Ranch? The Bundys have been in federal custody for over 18 months now. And the case is dragging on and dragging on and dragging on, and there's no court date set. Now, we're finding out from Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore that the problem is the FBI does not actually have any evidence of wrongdoing with which they can be prosecuted. And apparently Fiore is getting this from inside sources who are inside the planning for this federal criminal case. And they're just extending and extending. And apparently FBI are trying to pressure associates of the Bundys to testify against them, to frame them, to build a fraudulent case against them. But they don't really have any evidence. And again, going back to the Enclave Clause of the Constitution, the Bureau of Land Management didn't have any business coming onto their land in the first place. The government was in the wrong. But during that whole period, we were seeing government land grabs. And remember, that Uranium One deal, the land where that uranium ore is, was the one that was confiscated by the government that led to the standoff at the wildlife refuge. That was all tied in with that. See, if Russia had just come on in and bought up the land, they would have to pay the full price that the landowners wanted, especially the homeowners. So better the BLM comes on in and says, oh, we got to grab this land here, kick all these people out. Then they can make a real discount price to Russia so that Russia has money left over to donate to the Clinton Foundation, which they did generously. We have a government that is plundering and pillaging our own nation to try and stay afloat. And, of course, make themselves some money along the way here. Getting on back to political correctness, you are not going to believe this one. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has now come out with a claim saying that eating cheese is sexist because only the female cows are producing the milk used to make the cheese. And worse, they're saying that the cows are only producing milk because the farmers are putting them in, and this is their word, rape racks, to have the steers come on in and make them pregnant, and then the calves are sold off for veal. So, I mean, that's how bizarre this whole liberal political correctness is getting. If you eat cheese, you're being sexist against female cows. Now then, getting on to education. Story coming out of Blacklisted News. As you know, there are many states where they're trying to outlaw homeschooling. Some states have gone to the point where the parent must actually have a teacher's credential and be retired from the school system in order to homeschool. And students who are homeschooled are finding that even though they meet all the requirements for college admissions and more often than not outperform students coming out of the high schools, there's still a bias in college admissions. We don't want people who can learn on their own or think independently. We want people who've come up through the system and do as they're told. But we'll let you in anyway. Just fill out this loan application and all will be well. Now, Natural News, which is a website I rely on heavily, they, like whatreallyhappened.com, are being targeted with a massive, well-funded, multi-nation, distributed denial-of-service attack to silence the debate on vaccines. This thing's getting very, very intense. And apparently over at Facebook, they started blocking all the Natural News article posts after Natural News posted a link to the White House petition citing dangers of vaccines and calling for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Vaccine Safety Commission to be given the green light to move forward. And maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually found something, because it almost seems like there's a knee-jerk reaction to critics of vaccines. Now, down in Australia, the producer of Vaxxed has now been kicked out of Australia. Was down there to tour the movie around the nation, and he didn't announce that he was coming on down there, just came in through the airport, through immigration, got his passport stamped. And apparently this producer, Polly Tommy, had been banned in two separate Facebook videos after arriving in New Zealand with the rest of her team. And she's saying her phone had been confiscated by immigration officials who made copies of all of her emails. And she's been kicked out of Australia for 3 years. She will not be allowed back in for 3 years, all because she questions the safety of vaccines. Because there's huge amounts of money in vaccines, and worse, on the day the facade that vaccines are safe finally comes down, there are going to be massive lawsuits not only against the pharmaceutical industries who sold these products knowing they were dangerous, against the medical practitioners who administered these vaccines knowing they were dangerous, but against every single politician and media outlet who covered up the fact that these products are in fact dangerous. And that's why they're pushing so hard, make it all mandatory, and who knows what's in there. We really don't know what is in these needles that they are forcing us to stick into our kids. Remember the big scandals where it came on out that third world countries, the World Health Organization is out there giving free vaccinations. Come on in, get your vaccination. It's against typhus. Yeah, that's it. It's typhus. And then it turns out it was actually sterilizing those women so they could never have children. You don't know what's in that needle. And underneath that white lab coat can beat a very black heart. Now, as you know, there's a growing debate over self-driving cars and whether they work, whether they're ever going to be safe. Now we're hearing about the development of a network that will allow all the self-driving cars to communicate with each other, which is probably going to be an improvement if they write the software correctly. Unfortunately, software development as an art form in the United States is in serious decline. It seems that every new version of a software product has more problems than the one that you were just forced to upgrade from. But setting that issue aside, it turns out the systems by which street signs are being read by the self-driving cars are oversimplistic and they're not resilient. And apparently researchers discovered that it's actually very simple to fool a self-driving car regarding what a street sign says. You can trick them into misidentifying the street signs. And basically, they did two different attacks where they went out there and they put tape on the sign. And the self-driving car didn't realize it was tape. Now, I would hope that we're not going to see people go on out and start putting tape marks on signs to fool the self-driving cars. But we do know there is a problem with tagging in neighborhoods where there is gang drug activity going on. That little squiggle there actually represents a turf sign, okay, that only a certain gang is allowed to sell drugs in this neighborhood. And very often, they will tag the street signs. And what this article is telling me is that if your self-driving car is going down a street and the street signs have been tagged with gang symbols, the self-driving car may not be able to read them. You and I can't with our visual cortex. We'll look at it and say, well, it's obviously a stop sign. You know, it's been defaced, or that's a speed limit sign. But you still understand what it's saying. The self-driving car's vision system apparently cannot do that, at least not yet. And it needs to be looked into. Now, Washington, D.C. has officially... Oh, we're going to take a phone call. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and thanks for taking my call. You know, you were talking about education, and some of these homeschoolers, even though they outsmarted everybody else, they weren't getting the fair break in college admission and everything else like that. Here's one better for you. How about a manufacturing business in Indiana that had a homeschooler from, I don't know, 6th, 7th grade, all the way through college, everything else like that. And this guy scored better than everybody else. He deserved the job, and there was a law passed that, you know what, you can't, consider their education because they were homeschooled, even though they blew everybody else away. That is unbelievable. That's about 3 years ago.
Oh, well, it's unfair to those students who went through the formal education system, which has its roots in the Prussian system, which was all about the state educating the child to be of use to the state rather than to the parents or the community. And that's what public education began. And if you're being homeschooled, then you're not being schooled to be of use to the state. You might actually believe that there was a conspiracy to assassinate President John F. Kennedy. Can't have people like that in the workplace. We'll give all the other slaves bad ideas.
And that's what it's all about, is slavery, Michael. Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, that's what the Prussian model of schooling was all about. The government educates the child to be of use to the state, to believe what the state wants the child to believe, to be obedient to whatever the state wants. And all public schooling since then follows that same model. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, the last segment of our program today. And as of today, Washington has officially left the Paris Climate Accord. The U.S. State Department notified the United Nations that the United States is withdrawing the country from the Paris Agreement on the reduction of climate change. It's reported on the State Department's own website. And apparently the U.S. Department of Agriculture is now telling their staff to stop using the expression climate change and to replace it with weather extremes. Apparently, they want to move away from all this embarrassment of Al Gore and human-caused global warming just falling apart, which it is. And people are already lamenting the fact that Al Gore's movie really has not done very well. And if you put his own money into it, he may be in trouble. So far, it's only made $1 million. That's terrible. That definitely counts as a box office bomb. Now, weather.com is out there saying that normally August would tend to be a very warm and humid month. But in point of fact, we're actually going to start seeing some cooling across the United States. And again, remember back in the 1990s and all these horrific predictions and forecasts, Greenland is going to lose all of its ice. Sea levels will rise. The polar bears will drown. And it didn't happen. Because it's just propaganda to get you to do what somebody wants you to do. North Korea has miniaturized a nuclear warhead. How many times do you have to be lied to by the government and the corporate media until you're ready to stand up and say, I'm mad as heck and you guys are full of it. And I'm not listening to you anymore. Because we all have to reach that point. We all have to reach that point. Okay. This thing about the acid attacks over in Britain, they're saying it's an epidemic. And apparently there's now a case where this schoolgirl attacked her love rival. She had a bottle of acid hidden in a viola case. Just splashed it on the girl. What is happening that these so-called civilized nations are acting so uncivilized? It's just, it's amazing. Everything's all about money and status. We're actually becoming very primitive individuals. We're losing our altruism. We're losing our sense of community. In a lot of ways, I think we're already heading into a new dark ages. Okay. Apparently, Uber is losing about $9,000 per car in their leasing unit. They may be looking at layoffs as well here. And apparently, up in Portland, an illegal alien released by the Sanctuary City Portland goes on to rape a woman. Huzzah, huzzah. Let's hear it for Open Borders. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take what you are learning here and go on out and share it with everybody. And if somebody says North Korea has a miniature nuclear warhead, just remind them this is coming from the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.